Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and I am your host. And so glad you are joining us today. I have been a bariatric registered dietitian for over 20 years and have been fortunate to work at one of the larger bariatric centers in the country. So I have had the luxury of seeing tens and thousands of weight loss surgery patients before and after surgery. So it has afforded me a lot of knowledge from all of you. So that's kind of where I just share. On our website, WLSgutHealth.com, as my creative outlet to share my experiences and knowledge with you. I still see patients 2.5 days a week and do research there and enjoy every minute of it. So hopefully I will at least give you some information that maybe sparks a little thought and maybe helps you down a path of how your health can be improved. But, you know, check out our website, go see what you, what information you need. And hopefully we'll have plenty of resources for you that you can get the information that you're looking for. And then sign up for our recipe newsletter. We send out a new recipe every week, and we release a new podcast every week. And hopefully that will kind of give you the knowledge you need. So I've been a wife to my husband for 27 years. We have 4 girls, 21 to 12, and we have a dog, a black lab who is 100 pounds, and he is a big, big baby, and he's 11 years old, so nearing the end for him. And then we have a couple of cats, and that is our house. We have lots of pets, in my opinion. So growing up on a farm, we didn't have house pets. So we had pets outside. And so this is, I don't want to say new. We've had our pets for a while, but still, it's different from growing up to being married and kids and having animals in the house. So anyway, that's just kind of who I am, how I grew up, and part of it. But so anyway, that's a little bit about me that hopefully will kind of give you a little insight of how simple I truly am. And hopefully, as we get into this topic, I don't scare you with the geeky, nerdy details that are honestly not that exciting to most of you. And I'll do my best to make sense of all of it. All the research I read and look at, my desk is covered at work with research, my files on my laptop, my files on my, desk computer at work, they're full of research. And so I spend a lot of time reading, and that's just who I am. So hopefully I don't make it too difficult for you to understand all this. If so, please leave me questions and I will do my best to make it more understandable for you, since it isn't, we're not, you haven't had all the college and the interest to even learn this stuff like I have. So today's topic is a simple strategy to increase protein absorption without increasing what you eat. So who would this be for? So if you are a weight loss surgery patient, gastric sleeve or gastric bypass, it doesn't matter. Either one of those procedures would benefit from this. Even the duodenal switch would see that they would have some benefits from this as well. Because really when it comes to protein, it's all about what you're absorbing. So you can eat as much as you want, but if your body isn't absorbing it, guess what? It's not going to matter. You have to be able to absorb it. So how do you improve the absorption of protein? We've been doing this for a few years at our center and getting great results with this. And this is something that we recommend on a daily basis. This is a very common problem in the weight loss surgery realm that we have, you know, lots of problems in needing to support this. So let me get into kind of the nitty-gritty of how the digestion works and what you're missing and what you may or may not need to benefit with this protein absorption so that you, on the flip side, see the benefits with your health and your energy and your hair, your skin, your nails, and your protein levels in your blood work. All that stuff plays a huge role with you absorbing nutrition. So if you don't absorb it, then guess what? You are going to have either some symptoms, you're going to be struggling with some symptoms, or you're going to have issues with your blood work. So if you, you know, haven't had any blood work drawn and you don't really know, then maybe symptoms are what you would kind of look for. So if you have, you know, a lot of heaviness when you eat meat or you struggle to eat meat, it just is hard to eat chicken, fish, turkey, pork, beef, that could be a red flag that you may need some support. Even having lots of bloating after a meal, even constipation, diarrhea, gas, all those are connected to we're having a breakdown in digestion and we need to fix that. So if you have those symptoms, you know, outside of the blood work, if you don't have low protein levels that you know of, but maybe you are struggling with your energy, or maybe your hair is a wreck, or, oh, you met my dog, sorry. but maybe you're, you know, just struggling with some of the, you know, those symptoms of your hair, your skin, your nails, your energy level, you're just tired all the time. But you feel like, you know, I eat enough protein. I get everything in that I'm supposed to. So why don't I feel better? It could be that you're not absorbing it. And that's where you need that help with providing all the ingredients that your body needs or raw material that your body needs so that you can digest and absorb nutrition. So how does that happen? So the nitty-gritty of this, so pay attention closely here, and I'll try to get through it as quickly as possible and without confusing you. So our stomach is as the place where you do your beginning parts of the digestion. Really, your mouth starts it, but your stomach is where, you know, the big stuff starts working. So when you eat food, your body automatically, without you having to tell it, can send out acid to start breaking apart food so that it can get into a liquid state. And it also releases something called pepsinogen, which is what helps break down proteins. And those two are triggered by, you know, when you start eating, like chewing and smelling the food, all that stuff kind of triggers all that to start working. When you have weight loss surgery and you've had either stapled off or removed, you know, the majority of your stomach tissue, then guess what? You have a very difficult time having high levels of acid. In all the research I read, they find that most, you know, weight loss surgery patients have a higher pH. So what does that mean? So when you have adequate stomach acid, your pH is between 1 to 3. When you have not enough stomach acid, your pH is between 5 to 7. And when they test the pH of weight loss surgery patients' pH levels, they run in the 5 to 7, so more alkaline. And that is where some of the problems start, is there the acid isn't being turned on or released. There's not enough there to release. So now you have issues with the other organs doing their job. Because guess what? Acid, the pH level is the key for signaling your your pancreas to release enzymes to digest proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. It also is the trigger or the for your gallbladder and liver to release the bile to emulsify fats. And if you aren't releasing enzymes to, you know, digest the foods and you're not releasing bile, you're not having, you know, everything on board where it needs to be, when it needs to be, to digest and break down the food so it can be in an absorbable state. And that's where the problem lies. So what can you do? So guess what? I've had weight loss surgery and my protein levels are great, but I don't feel great. So that's where what we do is we use digestive enzymes. And what it does is it provides your body with all the raw material that it needs to do its job. And that is to digest the food. So digestive enzymes can be a benefit in helping you increase that absorption of not just protein, but vitamins and minerals and everything. It's going to help you digest your food appropriately. And we've been doing this for a couple of years, like I said, at the center that I work at, and the results are just crazy. I will tell you, we get fabulous results. We see it in blood work. We've had patients that they've been at reversal state. The surgeon is like, we are reversing you. If you can't get these nutrition numbers up, we are reversing you because the malnutrition is so bad. And we have thrown digestive enzymes at it. And guess what? Some of those numbers, they're jumping 20 points on some of these people just with digestive enzymes. And then, you know, if you add the digestive enzymes for, you know, maybe you don't feel so great when you eat meats, then we see an improvement with you tolerating meat better because we are giving all the raw material your body needs to digest that meat that you're eating. So it sounds so simple and it sounds like a magic pill. It's not, but it is. It's one of those things that if you need it, you need it. If you really don't need it, because, you know, I don't know that I believe everybody has inadequate stomach acid. I don't know that I feel that way, but I do feel like that's a huge problem because I will tell you every day I work, I am recommending patients to pick up some digestive enzymes. And I'll cover in another podcast more details on digestive enzymes and what to look for on what ingredients and what do they do, each ingredient do, what's it supporting, so that you can understand and know what to purchase. We are partnering with a manufacturer to have this available to you because not all digestive enzymes are equal. So we will be launching that soon, hopefully sooner than later, and we will have that option for you too. So we're trying to make that available so that all, you know, weight loss surgery patients have the ability to have access to a good quality product that works great. So that will come in time. You can go ahead. That will come in time. So just stay tuned on our website and, you know, sign up for all of our newsletters and emails, and that will give you the best resource to, you know, have access to that material or to that product when it's available. So if you are needing digestive enzymes, tune in to our podcasts that are to come because we'll be talking in more detail about all these digestive enzyme ingredients. We'll be talking about what to use it in. But, you know, big picture is if you are having trouble tolerating meats or protein foods, that a digestive enzyme would be a great solution for you, because that's going to boost your absorption of protein and improve the tolerance. You'll actually tolerate those protein foods better and you won't feel so miserable when you eat. So that's a simple thing. That's a simple fix. And then if you already know you have a low protein level and on your blood work, but you feel like, hey, I'm really doing a great job with eating all my protein foods, drinking all my protein shakes and all those things, and I don't know why my protein level is low. You would be another one where the digestive enzymes would be a great fit because you can improve those numbers with just taking the digestive enzymes. So those would be probably my first picks of people. A disclaimer on the digestive enzymes is make sure that you are not taking any NSAIDs ever, period, when you take digestive enzymes. And I'll get into more detail, like I said, on a different podcast of that. But not all ingredients can have the digestive or the NSAIDs. You all know you're not supposed to take NSAIDs. So ibuprofen, Aleve, you know, Motrin, all those are NSAIDs that can cause ulcers in weight loss surgery patients. So you all know that. But do some of you still take it? Yes. If you still took it with a digestive enzyme, you would risk giving yourself an ulcer fast. So you would not want to take any of that ever if you're taking digestive enzymes. And in the end, it would probably solve a lot of your problems. If you took the digestive enzymes and ditched the NSAIDs, then you would probably solve a lot of your problems that you're dealing with anyway. So that is kind of the thing that you have to make sure that you're following that rule and not having any of those pain relievers ever when you take them. So I hope all that makes sense. So a simple strategy to increase protein absorption without increasing what you eat, a digestive enzyme. That is a solution. And go to WLSgutHealth.com and that will be available on the website as soon as we have it available and you'll be able to purchase. And then you can follow along and learn more as we come out with the different podcasts on each topic so that you understand fully what you need and what's going to benefit you the most. But I'm telling you, if you are struggling with low protein on your labs or you are struggling with meat tolerance or having lots of the symptoms of bloating and gas and constipation and belly pain, and it can be severe belly pain. We've had patients that we've done all these thousands of dollars of tests and they all come back normal and we put them on digestive enzymes and it all goes away. All their symptoms and all their problems, I shouldn't say just a digestive enzyme, but digestive enzyme and a probiotic and all their problems go away. We solved it with two pills and that seems crazy, but it's true. We're providing what your body is needing. So hopefully I've given you a couple things to think about so that you can, take it back to your bariatric team, start doing your own research, and start figuring out what it is that you need. So until next time, we will all see you soon. Bye-bye.